I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States and Arab neighbors intensify calls for a ceasefire as Israeli tanks approach Gaza City. Meanwhile, Hamas decries outside interference. Israel's war on Hamas has continued for nearly a month after the terrorist group slaughtered 1,400 people in a horrific 10/7 attack. Uncharted Ministries Tom Doyle says Christians in the region may be at risk.
The terrorist groups like Hamas, there's two targets. It's Jews and then Christians. Even in their mantra that they shout out, they're talking about eradicating the Jews, and they're angry at Christians, too.
Anti-Semitism rose globally as the Israel-Hamas war raged in October. As you watch current events unfold, remember to pray. Ask God to protect and encourage the minority Christian communities in both Israel and Gaza. And Dave and Joy Mueller with Kenya Hope are being remembered with a celebration of life service tomorrow in Michigan after their deaths on the mission field. They were passionate about caring for widows, providing clean water, and audio Bibles. Ian Mueller says his father, Dave, was a handyman who could fix almost anything. As for Joy,
what I want people to remember about my mom is just endless wells of energy powered by her love for the people that she valued and the people that God loves.
Anyone can serve God as Dave and Joy did.
My dad would say, you never graduate from the school of faith. It just gets harder. And he would say he hated walking by faith, in all honesty. But Jesus is a light unto our feet, and he guides the way. So you just got to keep saying yes every time.
Details on the service at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.